Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
All right. Well, there's a lot going on with the fires in LA, and I didn't want to jump to any conclusions, but it really does look highly suspicious, and there's a lot of different circumstances going on. Things I've seen, there was people throwing gas cans out of vehicles, reports of people pouring gas into sewers, saying that houses were burning from the inside out. There was the thing where everything blue survived again, houses with blue roofs, blue trash cans in front of houses, just bizarre things. A lot more is burnt out than they are saying. There's a lot of bodies in the ashes they're not telling you about. And it leads me to believe it's another Lahaina, Maui situation where they maybe just came in and straight up burned these people out. And, you know, I'm not really the only one saying this. There's even celebrities that have jumped on the bandwagon. They are saying that it's not adding up. One celebrity in particular who has been somewhat outspoken in the past, because I think they tried to ban him from Hollywood. His house is now burned down. Mel Gibson, the star of Lethal Weapon and other films. And Mel Gibson recently appeared on the Laura Ingraham show to basically talk about his loss, the loss of his house, and what he knows about the fires in the area. And I thought we could take a listen to this for a few minutes, because this is Mel Gibson's message to the world and to Newsom.
Kids, and you know, they're traumatized. Someone should answer for it, but we'll see. I think we know who the culprits are. My son was just, he's a member of the volunteer fire brigade. He sort of interfaces between LA County Fire and people, and they assist them where they can during, before, and after the blaze. And apparently the residents in Corral Canyon caught an arsonist up there. And the guy was all tooled up with fire gear and equipment and stuff like that and ready to go. And he had been lighting fires, but they corralled the guy in Corral Canyon and gave him to the police. So
yeah,
there
apparently
are people going around looking for these conditions. Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, Mel, that individual was never charged. It's a very confusing set of facts, because apparently he was reportedly trying to light things on fire, but it's not the fires, that they're... It all seems very bizarre, but they have not ruled out that arson could have started the first fire. There's obviously still investigating this, and at the same time, Mel, there are numerous complaints, as you alluded to, that the fire hydrants did not have water or water pressure, and the L.A. fire chief herself reacted. Watch this.
My stance on this is, when a firefighter comes up to a hydrant, we expect there's going to be water. We don't control the water supply. Our firefighters are there to protect lives and property and to make sure that we're properly trained and equipped. That's my position on this. So if there's no water, I don't know how the water gets to the hydrants.
Mel, reaction to that?
Well, you know, I know they were messing with the water. letting reserves go for one reason or another. They've been doing that a while. California has a lot of problems that sort of baffle the mind as far as why they do things. And then in the events like this, you sort of look, well, is it on purpose? Which, it's an insane thing to think. But one begins to ponder whether or not there is a purpose in mind. What could it be? You know, I don't know. Do they want the state empty? I don't know.
Well, Mel, there's already talk, and we played a couple of sound bites of reimagining the way rebuilding occurs. And obviously, there's a great need for high density housing in California and across the country. That's a big push by the climate folks. And you're already hearing rumblings of that. In this case, like, goodbye single family homes. Hello, high density
housing. She's mentioning. And are they going to just take over all this land and then build basically prison colonies on it? Surveillance cities, railways, stuff of that nature? Or was this some type of displacement move to get people out of California ahead of what's coming when Planet X comes? Guys, get my book, Hidden Axis, Forces Beyond the Visible World. There's links in the description. You can pre-order it at Barnes & Noble online. You can search Hidden Axis, A-X-I-S, on Barnes & Noble. There's a link in the chat as well and in the description. Get the paperback or hardcover version. Also support the show. Hopefully we could eventually get phone lines or something when I get enough support. It'd be good to hear from people and see what they are saying locally, and we could have all sorts of intel on the show coming in. But we don't have that. Let's see what Mel Gibson is saying again, because he's on Laura Ingraham. He's addressing, you know, he previously, they were talking about his house and all this stuff. And then the part you guys heard where he's talking about the fires, but let's listen more about what he is saying about these devastating LA wildfires.
City housing.
Yeah. It's pretty scary, and it'll take decades to do that too. It's like even if it, you know, if it's a good idea, which I don't know if it is, but reminds me of the old cattle barons clearing people off the land, you know. But I don't know. I can make all kinds of horrible theories up in my head, conspiracy theories and everything else. But it just seemed a little convenient that there was no water, and and that the wind conditions were right, and that there are people ready and willing and able to start fires. And are they commissioned to do so, or are they just acting on their own volition? I don't know. But they seem pretty well equipped, some of these people that they're catching.
A lot of questions, Mel. Mel, a message tonight.
You know, I'll sift through the remains of my place and see if I can find any clues for you.
Mel, any message from you to Governor Newsom or Karen Bass tonight?
Spend less on hair gel. That's it. Yeah. You know, what can I say to them? Not big admirer of either, but
so there you have it. Mel Gibson giving his take on the fires and some intel that he knows from someone who heard something about the arsonist. So there's also like all these different stories and videos of different arsonists and things happening around town, houses going up like crazy. The military has moved in, the National Guard. They're not letting people back to their homes. They're basically going to just take all this land. If people sign anything for FEMA assistance, they'll just take their homes. So Americans are not homeowners in America. It's important to remember that. They will just take your stuff in 1 second. You will be entitled to nothing. They will burn you out and turn you to stone right in your house before you even evacuate. And that very well may be what's going on here. It happened in Maui. There was reports of people being turned to stone inside their homes. Let's see what else Mel Gibson is saying.
Now, Mel, I know multiple shows and films have been put on hold. Everyone's livelihood has been put on hold, been involved in these fires, affected by the fires. And I know you have a film, Flight Risk, that's coming out in just 2 weeks. First film you've directed since 2016's Hacksaw Ridge, which we love. The Ingram family loved Hacksaw Ridge. So what can we expect with the industry going through changes already with these fires affecting production? And I can't wait for this film.
Oh, sure. There's going to be, I think, you know, people will have to adapt. I mean, very few things are made in California now anyway. I mean, over all these years, the playing field never really got leveled as far as, you know, tax exemptions and all this advantages and you could get from making film here. So, you know, production goes on in the various places that it does. And I think for the industry, geez, times of crisis have always been good for the entertainment industry. Not that I'm saying any crisis is good, no, but I think people want, you know, they want to be entertained during those times, and they like escapism and just things for pure entertainment, which is what I was trying to do with Flight Risk anyway. It's just a pure entertainment piece. But
well, we need it. We need pure entertainment. And Mel, you know what else we need? You know what else we need? Which I cannot wait to talk to you about at length, is the resurrection. And I know you've been working on that for quite a long time, but how wonderful will be for us to have the resurrection in film. And what can you tell us briefly?
Briefly? Wow. It's an ambitious thing. And it's after working on it for 6 or 7 years with Randall Wallace and my brother, all of us kind of contributing to the writing, it's gonna be something that I hardly expected. I mean, I think I told Joe the other day, it's, you know, he said, what?
So he's got some new project coming out or something. And then, you know, I guess Mel Gibson's kind of a black sheep. Maybe he's trustable. He seems like he's kind of telling it like he is and kind of risking, you know, his reputation in Hollywood and whatnot. So, I don't know. I mean, a lot going on with the fires, obviously. There's a lot of aerial views and just, you know, Malibu's completely gone. It's a total loss. Neighborhoods in Hollywood, all the Hollywood Hills, all the celebrities' homes, Tom Hanks, all the homes with the tunnels, Puff Daddy, they've all been burnt out. The lizard people, there's rumors they're warring with lizard people under the city of Los Angeles. I mean, things are getting bizarre. There's even weird UFOs that were caught in the footage flying through the smoke really fast. And some bizarre stuff, trees burning from the inside out again, and so on. So we're obviously going to have to keep an eye on this. I'll be back on the air in the morning when more develops, because this is going to turn into an escape from LA type situation. There's no gas coming through the pipelines anymore. There's food's running out, water's running low, people are getting weird. There's a lot of looting and a lot of crime going on. So we're going to find out what is going on. I wish I could get up there. to be there in person and document all this, but I'm not going to go up there or anything like that. But we'll monitor it, and I might do a morning show tomorrow. I'm working on my second book now. My first one will come out February 1st. You can pre-order it at Barnes & Noble. I posted a link in the description just now, or in the chat. Also, go in the description. Hidden access. You can scan the QR code on the screen. Go to the link tree. You can get the ebook version. There's a paperback and hardcover at Barnes & Noble for pre-order. And it comes out February 1st on all other platforms and bookstores and whatnot. So look forward to that. Support the show in the meantime. Please scan the QR code. Drop a little donation to help keep everything going. I'll be back on in the morning. Let's really monitor the situation, because it's going to turn into complete martial law and escape from LA pretty much. If you want to send in, if someone sends in like $100, I can get some phone lines set up. They don't have Skype numbers anymore, so I'll use the phone system I did before. And maybe we could get some calls from the area. If not, we won't take calls. But it would be nice to try and get some information out of the area. I'll see you guys tomorrow in the morning. We'll see what's going on. And, here's a new song of mine. You can listen to this. See you guys later. Have a nice night.
Sometimes wears glasses to see what others don't. In past lives, he was always himself. He doesn't wear Nike, yet he still does it. He's Shepard Ampelis, and you are listening to his show.